Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget all the things you can do there. I have a blog. It's a multimedia blog. It's not like anybody else's blog. So check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget that we have thousands, count them, thousands of archives of past shows that we've done all the way back. We started archiving in 99, even though we started doing the show in 97. We were streaming on the internet in addition to the radio in 98. But by 99, we were already saving our interviews, and so we got thousands of those, and plus thousands of articles, and hundreds of Brain Trust members who are there to help you. So I hope you check that out when you get a chance. Barry Stokes is our guest. He's a new friend. Barry is the consumer-driven guy, and he's the president of One Point Solutions, which is a leading provider of employee benefits and retirement programs. And he focuses a lot of his time on healthcare, and he thinks that the solution to healthcare in the United States is to make it consumer-driven. And we're going to get him to tell us a little bit about that. Barry, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Let's start with what the news. The news is coming out of Massachusetts. Tell us what happened this week.
Well, there was a bill that had been in works for several years. The prime sponsor was the governor Mitt Romney,
a Republican.
Yes, he's a Republican and a very blue state, who decided that we needed to do something about free riders in the healthcare system. A free rider is someone that doesn't have health insurance yet. We don't let those people die on the streets. If they come into an emergency room, they're treated. So the basic gist of the bill is it requires people to purchase health insurance, so that in theory that after a period of time every single citizen in the state of Massachusetts would have health insurance.
Just like it's in most states, it's a law that you have to carry liability insurance if you drive a car.
Right.
This is a similar thing in Massachusetts for health care.
Right. It does require any business that has 10 or more employees to provide that insurance. Now, most states don't require businesses that have 10 or more employees pay for their car insurance, so that is a difference.
Well, I'm going to let you keep going. I won't go ahead and finish the rest of the story about what they're requiring.
Okay. So if you don't provide health insurance, then there's a tax. And if you don't buy insurance, if you're an individual and not employed by a business of 10 or more employees, then there's an additional tax that is paid when you file your Massachusetts state income tax.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the argument against
How much is that tax?
It's very low. It's a lot less expensive than buying health insurance. So
right.
That's a flaw that I see in it. There may be people out there that just simply choose not to buy the health insurance and pay the tax. I think it's around $293. I believe
it's not much. Yeah, a year.
That's right.
And that could be that could easily be 1 month's premium for the insurance.
That's 1 month's premium for a healthy individual at very young age.
Right.
So that's a flaw in the system that I see.
Why is it a flaw? You think it should be more?
I think it should be pretty close to market rates, because there could be people out there that just say, well, I'll just pay that tax and not buy the health
insurance. Well, they will. Many of them will. When I was 20 or 21, I might have done the same thing.
You might not have even been filing taxes at that point in time.
Well, I was, but the point is that you might get around that. But all right, keep going. You're doing good.
Okay. So that's a concern I have about the bill is that it won't get rid of all the free riders. Of course, there's Medicare is going to enter into this system. If you can't afford to buy health insurance, you can receive health insurance through Medicare and other state
Medicaid. Right.
Medicaid, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Right.
I get those confused.
Sometimes, yeah, the Medicaid is the free stuff. That's the indigent stuff, basically.
That's correct. Medicare is for Americans over 65.
Right. Go ahead.
So another argument against this is coming from a libertarian bent, that government shouldn't be forcing people to do things, that it's an invasion in privacy. I don't really have a problem with that per se, because we've reached a point in time in society that our actions impact other people. Mm-hmm. It's like helmet laws for motorcycles. I understand the argument that it's against personal liberty to force somebody to wear that helmet, yet if you crash that motorcycle and wind up in a nursing home with brain damage, then all the other citizens are paying for that.
Right.
And, they don't have a choice in that because we're not going to let that person just lay on the side of the road and die. So that's not a real concern for me. But what I really feel is great about this bill is it's getting people to start thinking about, well, maybe I can't afford this insurance, and maybe I should start taking personal responsibility and start planning for my health needs so that if I do have to go to the hospital, that I will have some money set aside to pay for that, whatever the insurance doesn't. It encourages a lot of the new health savings accounts to come into play.
Well, the thing that concerns me about this is that if the government can mandate that you and I have insurance, if the government can mandate that I, as a business owner, must have insurance, that's not where they stop. And then before long, they're mandating what kind of policies are required. As you know, New England is notorious for having mandates in all insurance policies that are issued there. That's one of the reasons why there's a plan to create individual health plans where you can buy them across individually across state lines. So someone in New York doesn't have to have a loaded up plan if they don't need it. They can buy one in Ohio that's a whole lot cheaper that fits their requirements better. You've got all these government mandates. That's what, Barry, that's what concerns me, is that this is what some people have called the camel's nose under the tent.
Right. Right. I understand. And you bring up a good point. I really like this idea that we basically scrap all the state insurance laws and go to one unified code across the country and allow a insurance company in the state of Ohio to issue a policy and sell it to anyone in the country.
That's exactly right. There are a lot of things you and I agree on. Some things not so much. We're going to sort that out when we come back with Barry Stokes right after these messages. I'm Jim Lysingame. Stay with us. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Barry Stokes. He's the consumer-driven guy. And, Barry, tell us about your company and give us your website, please.
Well, I'm the CEO of One Point Solutions at the digit one. pointsolutions.com, and what we are is an administrator of consumer-driven healthcare programs. There's a lot of these TLAs, three-letter acronyms in this industry, and there's the flexible spending accounts, and that's FSA, and the HRA, health reimbursement account,
right.
And HSAs, which is the newest form of consumer-driven healthcare.
Which is what we have. We have HSAs here.
Great.
And,
three million other Americans have purchased these policies in the first 2 years of existence.
Absolutely. Now, we were one of the first ones, and we were buying it before the insurance companies knew how to price it. And I'll tell you, folks out there, if you haven't checked your if you have HSAs and you haven't done some shopping in the last 6 to 12 months, you ought to do that, because companies out there have now figured out actually how to price those things. Initially, Barry, as you may know, they were pricing them like regular policies.
Right.
So you need to check around, folks. We saved a lot of money by checking around, and we didn't go through Geico either. Barry, one of the things that we've talked about on this show a lot is importance of market solutions, marketplace solutions in healthcare. Because I believe that the government needs to get out of healthcare. I think doctors and patients need to be talking to each other. I think that we've got to become consumers of healthcare, not just patients in the 21st century.
What I think the great thing about health savings accounts is that it really reconnects you back to your physician.
Right.
And I think that insurance companies have driven a wedge between the patient and the doctor and divorced the patient from the financial aspect, and it's sort of been a wedge issue. And by taking that away...
Well, and in the process, they brought in the attorneys.
Absolutely. They did, but let's take a little blame on the consumer side.
The whole scenario brought attorneys into the thing, and it's made it into an ugly system and an untenable, unworkable system.
Right, right. And, if you're more worried about lawsuits than treating patients, what's the quality of the product you're providing to the consumer?
That's right. Exactly. Yeah.
So I've got a pretty good, interesting story that happened to me, and I was an early adopter of consumer-driven health care. I had one of the original MSAs, medical spending accounts.
Right.
And it was about 8 years ago. I woke up one morning, and I was in my early 40s, and I looked in the mirror, and besides seeing this ugly mug staring me back, I had this droop in my face. And, the first thing I thought is I had a stroke, and oh my goodness, I'm too young to have a stroke. So I actually beat my doctor to his office, and he did the initial exam that morning and, said, "Barry, I don't think you've had a stroke. I think you've got Bell's palsy, which, can be treated and is not a serious health condition." So I said, "Well, what do I need to do?" He says, "Well, you need to have an MRI. My first response is, do I go across the street to the hospital?" And he said, "No." He knew I had one of these Archer MSA accounts. He said, "They're $1,800 over there. If you go to the MRI clinic, which is just down the road, we can get you in today and get the same quality MRI, and it's only $1,200. So I called them up, set the appointment for that afternoon, and they said, "Well, by the way, Mr. Stokes, how will you be paying?" And I said, "Well, I'm just going to write you a check." "Oh, really? Well, it's only $475. And I was like, "Wow, that's quite a savings." So I go in and get my MRI, and I ask them about it, and they said, "Well, by the time we bill the insurance company, they're only going to pay us 40-50% of what we bill them.
Right.
And then you're paying cash today, so we're going to give you a cash discount, so that's what it works out to be."
Mm-hmm.
So I go back, and fortunately, I just have Bell's palsy, and tell the physician the story, and he kind of laughed and says, "Well, at 10 o'clock at night, they shut that down for humans and run dogs and cats through for $200. And I'm thinking, "Well, I'd get on all fours and bark for another $275 savings."
Right.
So this is just an example of how taking the insurance company out of the picture saved everyone a lot of money. I got the MRI done in the very same day as I would have if I'd gone across the street to the hospital and got the answers back, the next day. So.
Well, and the thing about it is you had a healthcare transaction and a business transaction, and you conducted both of those with the people who were delivering it.
And plus, I got a referral on where to take my cat next time.
Exactly. Hey, Barry, I do the jokes on this show. But,
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be hoarding in on that.
But the thing is back to the Massachusetts things. On the surface, initially, I can see where you might be attracted to that plan. But I'll tell you, I think it bears watching. And I think if we come back in 5 years' time, we'll find out that turned into a big ugly mess up there.
Well, I'm not saying that it's a cure-all for everything. I just am applauding Mitt Romney from taking a state that, if with just a little bit of nudging, would have moved towards a one-provider
universal type of health care,
and pushing them the other direction.
Yeah,
and trying something. Now, is this going to be a perfect plan? I doubt it. It was created by humans. There will be a flaw in it. It may break down in certain places, but I really feel that it's going to be a better plan for a large number of people than the alternative.
Barry, I got to wrap it up. Give us your website one more time, please.
Okay, it's consumerdrivenguy.com and onepointsolutions.com.
All right. Thanks, Barry, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thank you very much.
Quick break. Right back with our resident attorney, Matthew Cartwright, right after these messages. The show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff. And this is
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.